Well, hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me here tonight on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. Today being a Tuesday, January the 12th, and I would like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that write down that date, today's date, January 12th, 2010. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email for all your questions and comments is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. And my direct line is 877-767-7544. You have dialed in to the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass, and that is 218-862-7200, bridge number 549706. And I would like to thank you very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. Time, so important, so important. I just had that rammed home to me today. I had an appointment that was going until 4:30. I knew it was going to be a tough time getting home. Time is important. And so that I made sure that before I left, that I was totally set up and ready to go for today's Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. Time, such fun. If you are too shy to ask your questions online or, pardon me, on the line, live on the line, please do continue to send them in via the email address at carla@retirewithcarla.com or give me a call, leave me a voicemail, speak to me personally. I love getting your questions and comments, and I do hope you keep them coming. As always, I'm looking for people to join the team, people who want to play in the team environment, to be coached, mentored, and supported to live the life of your dreams, to escape the slave camp job, escape the W-2, use the vehicle of multi-level marketing to get you to where it is you want to be in 5 years. So you can, either way, you can go to retirewithcarla.com. Submit your name and number, and I'll give you a call. Or you can give me a call at 877-767-7544, or you can send me an email. I'm easy to get a hold of. Tonight's topic for the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass is how strong is your will? And as always, it's something that's been happening to me since the last Terrific Tuesday Teleclass. How strong is your will? We all have a reasoning ability. We all solve problems. Some of us are better at it than others. It's not good. It's not bad. It just is. Okay, keep that in mind. It just is. And there are many, many, many people today who have been raised with a weak will. And I see it all the time. There is a definite weakness in the will to believe and the will to get things done. I see it in people that I talk to about multi-level marketing. The belief in themselves is low, and the will to make a change is low. It is out there everywhere. When your mind says no, does your will step in and say, yes, I'll make it happen? You need to develop your will muscle. Writing articles has been an excellent way for me to see my will muscle being developed. And no matter where we are in life, we can all benefit from strengthening that will muscle. So writing articles, I sit down at my computer. That's the first thing I do when I turn the computer on, is I get the important things done. Writing articles is important to my business. So I make sure that I get those articles written first thing. Now this morning, just this morning, I sat down and, oh, good Lord, I sure didn't feel like it. My mind was saying, oh, no, Carla, just today you can go check your email. Oh, no, Carla, you're looking for that email from someone, or you wanted to see if someone had responded to your specific question to them on Facebook. My mind was telling me, go do something else. And my will stepped in and said, Carla, the process is 15 minutes. You have to sit here for 15 minutes and write on your articles. If you don't write on your articles, you do nothing. Now, those of you who have met me and talked to me, you know that doing nothing is really hard for me to do. I got to be sleeping in order to do nothing. So I sat there and I thought, oh, okay, I'll just do a little bit of the administrative stuff, and then I'll just do, you know, oh, well, I'll just fix this paragraph and fix. And pretty soon, I had an article three quarters written, and my 15 minutes was up. When your mind says no, and you make your will step in and say, yes, I'll make it happen, that is developing your will muscle. Because most of us have a very weak will. It's a very, very underdeveloped muscle. You can see it walking down the street with the amount of people who are overweight. Now, I'm one of them. I'm not immensely overweight, but I am overweight. So there is another place where I need to practice and strengthen my will muscle in what I eat. And you see that walking down the street. So successful people are results-oriented, and unsuccessful people are comfort-oriented. And when I first heard that phrase, that explained a world of failure to me. And my own failure prior to discovering multi-level marketing and doing the learning and developing and growing that I needed in order to build this business, it explained my failure. I was comfort-oriented. Few people really have the will to do what it takes to make a lot of money. Few people who have a weak will make a lot of money. And then the opposite is also true. Few people who are very successful in more ways than one and make a lot of money have a weak will. Those people have strong wills. You can develop your ability to have a strong will. You can. And you can start that whole process by asking yourself different questions. And you don't ask yourself, do I feel like doing it? You need to learn to ask yourself different questions. Just like I did this morning. Is this really what I need to take my business to the next level? Is checking my emails and checking a Facebook question, is that what I need in order to be profit-producing today and move my business forward? And no, it wasn't. I needed to stick to the plan and complete that article Well, actually, no, I don't have to complete an article. I do 5 articles a week, so I don't have to complete one every day. And just that whole process of developing that will in that one small area. One of the questions you can ask yourself is, would you rather work for yourself or for someone else? In building your home-based business, it's not going to get done unless you do it in the beginning. Later on, you will be able to, have other people do things for you. I'm trying to think of a specific phrase, and it's not coming to me. Anyway, you will be able to have other people perform some of the tasks. You can get a virtual assistant. I had a virtual assistant for a while. And just in the beginning, you're going to need to do what it is you need to do, what you need to learn, what you need to grow, what you need to do. So asking yourself different questions is going to allow you to build up the strength in your own will. And not asking yourself, do I feel like doing it? But asking yourself instead, would you rather work for yourself or for someone else? And for me, I would much rather work for myself. I'm a tough taskmaster on myself, but it's fun. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm having a good time. So those different quality questions are going to take you and move you to making different choices, to take different action. And there's going to be many days that you're going to have to ask yourself that question. Do I want to work for myself or do I want to work for someone else? Just like me this morning, I really didn't want to write that article this morning. But little by little, I've been developing my will muscle and it's been getting stronger, and I spent those 15 minutes. Now, there's been days I didn't, but that's okay too. I'm not going to beat myself up over that. I'm just going to do better tomorrow. Do I feel like it? The answer is going to be no. Did I feel like writing an article this morning? No, I didn't. I would much rather have gone in and played with the email. Actually, what I would like to have done was picked up the cat and given him some hugs and petted and brushed the cat. But I didn't. So do I feel like it? The answer is going to be no. I'd much rather go and play. Work on my hobby, watch a movie, have lunch with friends. On the days where you really need to be strong, you need to learn to ask yourself that the quality question for you. Now, that question in the beginning may be, would you rather work for yourself or someone else? And as you continue to use these kinds of questions on yourself, then you will find that it will probably morph into something different. The question I often ask myself is, do I want the results from this action? And my answer is usually a resounding no. On the days you know you need to be strong, have those quality questions around you. Have them where you really need to develop that will muscle. There's a quote by Henry Ward Beecher. The difference between perseverance and obstinacy is that which comes from a strong will, and the other comes from a strong won't. So are you going to be obstinate about not doing it? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be obstinate and I'm going to stick to my guns and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to stay the way I am. I'm going to stay in my comfort zone. That comes from a strong won't. Your choice. Where do you want to be in 5 years from now? Most of us really admire and respect strong individuals. And those strong individuals have acquired that great success through willpower and self-discipline. It's that sheer willpower, self-discipline combined with ambition that has driven successful people like you and me, to learn new skills, to overcome challenges, hardships, to reduce the weight, to learn the new skill, to advance on your spiritual path. All those different things are a result of that self-discipline and that sheer willpower. The truth is that really, that any one of us, you, me, any one of us can reach that those higher levels of willpower, of strengthening that will muscle, and through that self-discipline. So it's not just reserved for a few people. We all can build up that will muscle. How strong is your will? Willpower and self-discipline are two of the most important and useful inner powers inside you, developing in you, in every single one of our lives. And they have been considered to be essential tools for success. No matter what success you want, if you don't have it right now, it's going to take willpower and self-discipline to get there. So what exactly is willpower? Willpower, as a definition for you, the inner strength to make a decision, take action, and handle and execute any aim or task until it is accomplished, regardless of inner and outer resistance, discomfort, or difficulties. And we all can develop that will muscle in ourselves so that we have that inner strength to make that decision, take that action, and handle anything that comes our way. It means that we can overcome laziness, we can overcome temptation, we can overcome eating that chocolate bar we know is not good for us. Although, the high cocoa content, I know I just read it yesterday, the day before, I went out and bought myself a high cocoa content chocolate bar. Developing the willpower, developing that strength of will. So then what is self-discipline? And self-discipline, I love this definition, is the rejection of instant gratification in favor of something better. We have been penned as the microwave society. We believe that everything should come to us immediately. And self-discipline is the rejection of that instant gratification in favor of something better. And what happens is we develop the skill and the ability within ourselves to be able to stick to stuff, to be able to stick to our actions that lead to the success, to stick to the thoughts that lead to the self-improvement. Self-discipline is self-control and manifests in a spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical discipline. Developing your will muscle, it really is important. And both of these abilities, the willpower and the self-discipline, are required in the daily actions and the daily decisions that we make. When you start asking yourself those better questions, you will come up with a stronger will. And I want to give you a couple of exercises that you can do to help develop and strengthen that will muscle. So one of them is, if you read the newspaper, don't read it for a day or two. Skip a day. Drink water when you're thirsty, in spite of your desire to have a soft drink or a coffee. Drink water. Now, you don't have to start with totally eliminating coffee or soft drinks, but pick a time where you know you would normally drink the soft drink and switch it to water for that one time. Every day at that same time where you normally, you know, if you sit down, if you get in your car and on your way home and you have a coffee or a Coke or something along those lines, switch it to water. Walk up and down the stairs instead of taking the elevator or the escalator. Now, I personally have been doing this one for years, and I wasn't doing it to develop my willpower. I was doing it to help give a little bit more cardio to my heart. And it's the concept is the same. There are days where, oh, I sure don't feel like taking the stairs, but I do it anyway. It's now one of my good habits of taking the stairs. My sisters don't particularly like it. Lots of times they'll holler at me from the escalator. Get off the bus one stop before or after your destination and walk the rest of the way. An extra block, one or two times a day, make an amazing difference in your life. And you can develop that willpower. Doesn't matter how tired you are. Doesn't matter how exhausted you are. Take that bus one step further, one stop further or one stop less. For one, now this is the one I need to do. This one would really be a challenge for me. For one whole week, go to sleep an hour earlier than usual. Like when I first read that one, when I was doing the research for today's teleclass, I'm like, ooh, that one would be hard for me. That one would really challenge me. So I'm going to have to do that one because I know that it is a way that it will develop my will muscle. Now, I personally don't take the bus, but when I'm in a parking lot, I don't always park closest to where I want to go. I'll park, you know, a couple of rows away sometimes just to give myself those extra steps. If you like ice cream, don't have any for a day or two if you're used to eating it every day, or don't have it for a week or two if you're not used to eating it less often than every day. These are some really simple ways that you can practice and build up your will muscle. Because practicing these exercises and being tough on yourself and not being comfort-oriented is actually going to build up that whole storehouse inside. That's about how you feel about yourself. You feel better about yourself, you feel more confident, and you are developing and exercising those will muscles. So anything that weakens the will, like eating too much, not exercising, sleeping too little, not getting enough fresh air, they will all affect your will muscle. And they'll affect your body as well. So remember, developing your will muscle is imperative to your own success. It really does come down to the kinds of questions you ask yourself. Don't ask yourself, do I feel like doing it? Instead, ask yourself, is this a profit-producing activity? Would you rather work for yourself or someone else? Ask yourself a more powerful question, because we all admire and respect strong individuals, people who demonstrate that willpower. We show it in our on our athletes, in how we put them up on a pedestal in our society today. So practice the willpower, practice the self-discipline, develop those muscles in yourself, and you will be amazed at how your own success will develop and grow as you develop and grow your will muscle. So now I'm developing my own will muscle, and what I have done is I am now starting to teach people how to use social media to build their business contacts, to find clients and customers online using social media. And I would love to have you join me. We have a free teleclass tomorrow night at 5:30. That's Wednesday, January the 13th. And you can dial in to this same number, 218-862-7200, bridge number 549-706, that's 549-706, and we are going to be on the call for about for half an hour and talk about ways to get started using social media. I'm a baby boomer. I learned this stuff the hard way. I can teach other baby boomers. I love teaching other baby boomers. And I got a lot to teach. I got a lot to share. I got a lot to give to other people. So if you are interested in learning how to build a customer base online, go tomorrow night, Wednesday, January the 13th, to 218-862-7200, bridge 549-706. Now, if you haven't gotten started on building an online presence, then I have an awesome gift for you. I have created 30 emails that lead you through the process of setting up how to do social media. So it's the beginning steps, it's the baby steps, and it takes you step by step. So you can go to butterflynetworking.com, that's butterflynetworking.com, and excuse me, up in the right hand corner, up in the top, you can submit your name and your email, and I will send you those emails. I'm only going to send them to you one at a time for the next 30 days, because you need some time to practice. You need some time to use the stuff, to get started. So I'd love to see you come and join me on butterflynetworking.com, or I'd love to hear you on the call tomorrow night. That's a free 30-minute teleconference call at 218-862-7200. And then there's where I've really had to practice my build up my will muscle. I'm going to be doing a webinar. The webinar will be for 4 weeks. Pardon me, starting January the 27th on a Wednesday night, January the 27th, and then three more Wednesday nights. And you will have to pay for that one. So if you're interested in joining us for a four-week webinar where you are going to be coached through how to do all of this stuff, you can go to butterflynetworking.com/webinar. That's butterflynetworking.com/webinar, webinar, and you will be able to sign up for that webinar series. Go to that page. It'll tell you all of the different great things you're going to be able to learn. And for the first 5 people who register for that workshop, there's going to be a discount. So when you decide, which do you need right now? Do you need the 30 days of the free emails, or are you just gung-ho and ready to get started and really want to move forward and take it out to the next level? Then you go to butterflynetworking.com/webinar. And I'd like to thank you very much for joining me here tonight on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. As always, we'll get the podcast out and available for those of you who can only listen later on. I appreciate your time and your dedication. And the exciting news is I just learned how to make the podcast go to iTunes. So you can go to iTunes Podcast, and now you can download right to your MP3 player. You can download the terrific Tuesday teleclass. So thanks very much for joining me here today, and I look forward to hearing you on the next call. Please do keep those emails and comments coming. I love to hear them. And remember to have some fun out there. Bye-bye.